Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, experts say increase vitamin D supplements for children. The American Academy of Pediatrics has doubled the amount of vitamin D recommended for infants, children, and adolescents. The increase from 200 international units, or IU, to 400 per day, starting in the first few days of life, was detailed at a recent meeting of the Academy. Dr. Frank Greer, a lead author on the report, says 400 IU a day is the amount that's in a teaspoon of cod liver oil, which has been used for 75 years to prevent and treat rickets in children. Rickets is a condition in which the bones become soft and weakened due to a lack of vitamin D, calcium, or phosphate. Dr. Greer says today's vitamin supplements already contain about 400 IU of vitamin D. Certain risks linked with vitamin D deficiency have been known for decades, such as rickets, growth failure, lack of energy, irritability, respiratory infections as a baby, and osteoporosis later in life. More recently, however, links have been made between lack of vitamin D and type 2 diabetes, some cancers, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. Dr. Nora Singer says that among rheumatologists who treat patients with autoimmune diseases, there has been increased recognition that lack of vitamin D may be involved. Vitamin D, according to Dr. Greer, isn't actually a vitamin, but rather a hormone that's vital for proper gene development. Vitamin D deficiency is common among all age groups across the globe. The main source of vitamin D is sunlight, but experts now urge people to stay out of the sun and to wear sunscreen while outside. Vitamin D isn't plentiful in most foods, but a good amount is found in fatty fish, certain fish oils, liver, and egg yolks of chickens fed vitamin D. The Academy says that infants who are breastfed or partly breastfed should receive 400 IU a day of vitamin D in supplements, starting in the first few days of life. Many mothers lack the vitamin and pass this on to their newborns. Adding vitamin D should be continued unless the infant starts taking at least 1 quart of vitamin D fortified formula or whole milk a day. Whole milk should not be given until the child has turned 1. Many children, like those with a family history of obesity, should only be drinking low-fat milk. Non-breastfed children and older children should also receive a vitamin D supplement of 400 IU per day. Children at increased risk of vitamin D deficiency, for example, those taking anti-seizure medications, may need higher doses. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.